USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy saw consistent job growth in April, where employers added 428,000 jobs last month. That's a report from the Labor Department, it said in its monthly payroll report released Friday. In another report, initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 200,000 for the week ending April 30th. First Lady Jill Biden is using her second solo overseas trip to meet Ukrainian refugees by visiting NATO countries Romania and Slovakia.
I just wanted to say thank you to you all for coming on the trip. I really appreciate it. It's so important to the president and to me that the Ukrainian people know that we stand with them. So I hope you have a good flight. Thank you.
Ms. Biden on the tarmac leaving the United States this morning. She will spend Mother's Day meeting with displaced families. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Researchers trying to learn what killed the first person to receive a heart transplant from a pig have discovered the organ harbored an animal virus, but cannot say if that's what caused the man's death. 57-year-old David Bennett Sr. died in March, 2 months after the pig heart transplant at the University of Maryland. The opioid epidemic in America has one responsible American company paying up.
Florida has reached a settlement with Walgreens over its role in the opioid epidemic. The state will receive $680 million in what Florida's Attorney General calls a historic settlement that will have far-reaching impact across the nation. Under the terms of the agreement, Walgreens admits no wrongdoing or liability. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Happy Cinco de Mayo. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As President Biden promised to unite the country during his campaign speeches, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt on Newsmax.
I'm not sure you've had somebody in that office describe half of the country essentially as the most radical and politically extreme organization in the history of the world. I don't know if it was just in the history of the country or the history of the world, but either way, it's incredibly divisive. I mean, he's been the most divisive president we've had in maybe in the history of the country, certainly in recent memory. I can't believe that he's outdone Barack Obama in that regard, but he might have done it. And it's part and parcel for the left right now, which is to sow division. And they're trying to do it at every level. But the good news is this is a party that President Trump has transformed, a party that's proud of its country, unapologetic about it, who believes that our best days are ahead of us and that people can speak their mind freely, which is, again, why you see the Ministry of Truth now popping up, trying to suppress conservative speech everywhere. So, again, I think the Republican Party stands to have historic gains this November. I think there's a reckoning coming.
Late in 1861, a well-armed French fleet of 8,000 soldiers attacked Veracruz, landing a large French force and driving Mexican President Juarez and his government into retreat. Moving on from Veracruz towards Mexico City, the French army encountered heavy resistance from 4,000 Mexicans. Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of the Mexican victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862. My name is Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.